Bernie Sanders campaign co-chair slams Deborah Messing over racist attack on Kanye West. By Ben Q on July 5, 2020. The campaign co-chair for Senator Bernie Sanders slammed actress Deborah Messing over her racist attack on Kanye West after Messing accused the Grammy winner of trying to take young black votes from Biden by announcing his own presidential run. On Saturday, Kanye West tweeted that he's running for president of the United States with the aim of unifying America. Although West did not refer to when he planned to run, his tweet included the phrase number 2020 vision, suggesting it could be this year. Although a 2020 run at this point is unlikely, it clearly triggered Deborah Messing, who accused the rap superstar of trying to steal the election from Democratic nominee Joe Biden by taking black votes away from him. Absolutely, the Will and Grace star wrote in response to a tweet describing West as a red hat wearing MAGA lunatic planning to torpedo Biden's election chances. He's trying to take UG, sick, black voters from Biden. It's disgusting. Messing's comments were quickly picked up by Bernie Sanders' spokeswoman Nina Turner, who declared her remarks racist as black voters are not owned by anyone. "You just can't stop dipping, can you, at Deborah Messing?" Turner wrote. "Your connotation is racist. 1. Black voters are not owned by anyone. Our vote should be earned every election cycle. 2. We can think for ourselves and don't need your help. 3. Sometimes it's best to stay out of family business." It is not the first time that Messing has made racist comments about black voters. Last September, she thanked a Baptist church in Alabama for calling black supporters of President Donald Trump as mentally ill. Messing later deleted the tweet and was forced to apologize. The 51-year-old actress also has a history of spreading false information, recently sharing a manipulated photo of Nazi leader Adolf Hitler holding a Bible in a similar manner to Trump, as well as a deceptively edited video of the president supposedly describing the Chinese coronavirus as a hoax. In February, Messing declared that Trump was putting Americans in mortal danger alongside a 2-year-old Washington Post article about proposed budget cuts to the Center for Disease Control that never came to fruition. Kanye West, meanwhile, has long teased the possibility of one day running for the presidency. Last year, he insisted that there will be a time when I will be the president of the U.S. before praising Trump's time in office. "Let's stop worrying about the future. All we really have is today," West said at the time. Trump is on his hero's journey right now, and he might not have expected to have a crazy motherfucker like Kanye West. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.